Hold on to your seats and noses, folks, because you're listening to the No Farting Around Show, where we're all about taking your marketing from the toilet to the bank. I'm your host, Ashley Mae Fernandez, and each episode I plunge into the depths of marketing to bring you fresh perspectives that are deadly but not silent. So if you're ready to stop farting around and make your profits rip, let's cut to the cheese and get on with the show. Hello, everyone. How are you today? Oh, I'm so excited to be recording a podcast episode today. I actually haven't recorded an episode in quite some time. I've had some episodes banked. And I was like, oh, I have to actually record some episodes. I'm running out of episodes that are already scheduled. So I'm really excited to record the one I am talking about today. And this is going to be a series, I think, maybe like a 4 or 5 parter. So I'm going to try and keep the episode short so you can just go from episode to episode. So basically what I am talking about today is what I'm calling my Voldemort process. And the reason why I'm calling it Voldemort is because I started sending out emails to my email list talking about this kind of process that just felt like it was downloaded into me while I was on a 5.5-hour car drive on the way back from a snowboarding trip. And I didn't have a name for the process because they all start with A's. And I already have a 5A method. So I was like, I don't know what to name this process. And so I just made this joke about calling it Voldemort because it's super powerful, but no one says his name. And it just stuck. So now it is going to be my Voldemort process. And maybe I'll get more creative with it later on. Who knows? But basically, this process is talking about the 5 steps that the five wow factors or the 5 essences of what I think you need to create potent content that energetically attracts your ideal client and that speaks to the subconscious of your ideal client. And why is it important to speak to the subconscious of your ideal client? Is because people buy subconsciously. If people buy subconsciously, why would you not be speaking to their subconscious, right? The duh statement. But it's really this process, this Voldemort process, is 5 steps that I think you need to, I don't even want to say it's steps, it's just 5 pieces. It's 5 pieces that I think you need to include or keep in mind when you're creating content. And by keeping these in mind, you create content and a consistent brand message that puts you as the person that your people really want to work with. So again, I'm going to maybe break this up into different episodes and talk about each one separately, but I'll go over first what the 5 things are. And then I'll just go straight into the first one. So the first step is associations. The second is approach. The third is angles. 4 is ahas. And 5 is awareness. And again, these are the 5 things that I think you really truly need to keep in mind when you're creating content for your ideal client. So the first is associations. So what do I mean by associations? If you've been in my world for a hot minute, you know that I preach your messaging is a reflection of your mindset. And when I say mindset, I don't just mean your thought, who you think you are and who you believe you are. So it's your being, not as well as just what you're thinking. Because I can think right now, oh, the sky is very blue today. That's not who I am, right? It's just a thought. But I can also think I'm a very outgoing person, right? Again, I'm thinking that, but I also believe that's who I am. It's part of my being. So when I say your messaging is a reflection of your mindset, I don't just mean what you're currently thinking. I mean who you believe you are as well. And I know that sounds like really stupid simple. Messaging is a reflection of your mindset. What I'm also saying is what you are saying is just your thoughts expressed through words. What you're saying, your content, what you're typing, what you're saying is your thoughts expressed through words. Now, I also believe that along with those words are the energy of those words. In fact, fun fact, the actual words only count for 7% of the equation. It's the energy behind them and the tonality that makes up the perception of that word. So the actual word, like the letters are only 7%. And I've used this example many times where I could use the same word and give a different energy behind it, and it would mean something completely different, right? Like I use the word yeah. So I could say, yeah, 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 right? Same word, three different energies, three different perceptions. So the actual words only count for 7% of the equation. So when you say, I wish I had the right words to say, you can just stop that now because that's only 7% of the equation and you deserve more than 7%, okay? So anyway, this is where I see a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs build their messaging on shaky foundation. They have no idea what type of energy they want to actually intentionally give off in their messaging. So they just write content on a whim and whatever they're feeling, whatever they're thinking that day. And that's totally fine, right? Like, I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. However, when you do that, it's being built on shaky foundation. You're not actually embodying the energy that you want to intentionally give off in your messaging. You have no idea what emotions, what thoughts, what concepts, or anything you want associated with you and your message and your brand. And I know that the word authentic gets thrown around a lot in the online space. And I really want to say that I have such a different viewpoint with quote unquote being authentic online. I think everyone is being authentic online because you are showing a part of you, and that part of you is real, but it might not be the whole part of you. So I think a lot of people get confused with the word authentic being, oh, I need to share everything about me and be super authentic, or it's not okay to just keep some things private behind the scenes and then share who I am online, right? There's a lot of people out there who never share about their personal things online. Are they being inauthentic if they're not sharing about all of themselves online? No. So I say this because you want to be intentional about what energy you are putting off in your content and in your brand and what energy you want associated with you. And if you think about your favorite people, that marketers or coaches or entrepreneurs, if you think about them, you can immediately describe their energy. Let's think of Gary Vee. He's a little bit direct, but he's also very inspiring, right? He's a little bit of tough love. Now, I'm sure behind the scenes with his wife, he might be a little bit different. I don't know if he has kids. See, I don't even know if he has kids. I don't even know his whole life, right? I know nothing actually about his personal life except for that he started out in wine and he has his dad or whatever. He took over the business for his dad. That's literally all I know. But if I looked at his brand, I could immediately feel the energy of his words and of his brand. And he's 100% being authentic, but he's still not sharing every single thing behind who he is, right? He doesn't share a lot of his things online, and that's perfectly fine. But what ends up happening is when a lot of people, when you approach your business, when you approach it from a place of not knowing what energy you want associated with your brand or with your message, or not getting clear on that, what ends up happening is you go and create content one day from a place of inspiration, and that is going to come out vague, right? That's something like, you can build the business of your dreams. And this feels good initially because you might get a lot of engagement and people commenting like, yes, I totally agree with you. And we're going to talk a lot more about that in the fifth part of awareness. But you can see that you're going to be creating from a place of that inspiration, which will come out a little bit vague. But because it didn't talk about your unique approach, it didn't talk about anything for you uniquely, which includes the next three A's, right? The unique angles or ahas or your approach. People just feel a fleeting moment of inspiration and it never actually gets associated with you. I want you to think about that. When you create vague content and your people are reading it and they feel a moment of inspiration and then keep on scrolling because you're saying the same thing that pretty much everybody else is saying, that inspiration actually doesn't get associated with you because it just gets associated as vagueness. This is why if I took 10 coaches or 10 entrepreneurs right now and you read their content and it said something like work smarter, not harder. And you're like, oh, that's really inspiring. Yep, it's motivating. They're not. Can you tell me a coach right now that you can think of? One coach. I want you to think of one coach right now where you specifically remember those words being associated with them and made you think of they're very motivating. Probably not. But you can remember tons and tons of incidences where you have literally heard that phrase over and over again, but you probably cannot pinpoint a single coach that said that to you. Do you see how, like, when they're not intentional about your energy, it doesn't actually get associated with you, right? You have to include the other three A's, which again, we'll get into. You have to include your approach, your unique angles, your ahas, right? But yeah, you could take 10 posts that sound very similar to yours and no one would be able to identify which one was yours. And not to mention, okay, and I'm totally mentioning, the oomph of it, the intensity of it just isn't there. As they've heard it a million times. I just explained that. And I'll give you another example. I'm going to break this down because I love examples. It would be like a stranger complimenting your shoes. And for a moment, you feel really good. But the next day, you don't think that stranger was really good and associate good with that random stranger. In fact, you probably can't even remember what that stranger looked like, sounded like, etc. And if you went out the next day and five more strangers complimented those shoes, it's just going to be clumped together. And I got several compliments on my shoes. And after the fourth one, it loses its excitement, right? If you literally got complimented every single day on your shoes, after the third or fourth time, it would no longer be like, oh my God, yay, they love my shoes. It'd be like, oh, thanks. Thanks. I hear it all the time. Thanks. 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 And actually, I ask my clients this question and the amount of conflict they have is just unreal. So I'm going to ask you too. And I want you to ponder on it, right? What if you worked your booty off? What if you put in all of the hours and you worked your booty off, built a multi-million dollar business and was able to do so much good in the world? So much good in the world, right? Because that's why we all start our businesses. We want to be able to give back. We want to be able to help people, right? We want to also make money, right? We want to fulfill our purposes and our gifts and our talents and be of service, right? But what if you did all of that and a person you didn't like stole it all and got all of the credit and money, right? Just imagine that scenario. So then you were sucked back in time at the very beginning of starting your business, knowing what you know now. You couldn't change it. Like, you could not change the outcome, but you knew this was going to happen. Would you still do it? Mm-mm. I'm betting you're feeling some very strong emotions right now, huh? And look, for a long time, I would answer yes. Right? I would have said, as long as it got to help people, and while yes, one of my main goals is to help people, I finally gave myself permission and I give my clients permission as well to say, screw that. Because here's the thing. I now know that my work, my ideas, my energy is my work, my ideas, and my energy, and it deserves to have its name on it and be known as mine. Right? So this is the same with your content. Could you imagine going out and just like writing all this content and then everybody else is saying the exact same thing as you and no one's really acknowledging that you were the one that said it? And this is why people get so pissed off with the copywriting online. Not saying that is right by any means, absolutely not. But that's why people get angry, because they're like, hey, this person stole my content. This person is saying the same thing, but you're saying the same thing too as everybody else right now in your content. And nobody, you're not getting associated with it. So you're doing all of this work and nobody is actually associating your words and the energy that you're putting off with you. And you deserve to have that be known. And I know that's a very different perspective. And it might sound totally taboo, but it is something that, like, I have to be proud of what I'm putting out in the world. And I do deserve the credit. And it's not coming from an egotistical place. It's coming from a place of recognition and acknowledgement and respect. And after all, I am the vessel that was chosen to implement this work, which means some outside source of me decided that I was the best person for this job. It was decided that I was the person with the exact gifts, the exact talents to be able to implement this work. I am the best person for the job. And it's my mission to light a fire under your booty butt to think that way too, okay? But it's a lot of you are creating content with a certain energy, but that content and energy of that content isn't being associated with you. It's just like out there in the void. So this is why we have to be intentional about what energy we want associated with us. and our message and our brand. What thoughts, concepts, unique ideas of yours do you want associated with your message? What parts of you do you want associated with your brands? And notice I said parts of you. And I'll even throw in astrology here. There's a lot of, we can look at a lot in astrology of what kind of should be shared and what should not be shared. For example, I have a Capricorn stellium in my fourth house. And I have Uranus in my fourth house, which kind of represents a little bit of spirituality. And it being in my fourth house is the house of foundations, is the house of home. And it's also a house that I should keep secret. It's behind the scenes. It's my home. It's like things that happen at my home, right? And behind the scenes. And so when I started studying astrology, it was interesting because before I knew all this, I would really share like a lot of my spiritual practices. I actually started out as a Christian blogger. And it was fascinating because anytime I shared, I got so much backlash from people. And it wasn't like it was like non-Christians coming after a Christian. It was more so like people just did not relate to the way that I shared things or the way that I talked about things. And it was interesting that when I learned about astrology, and it was like, I actually remember talking to the girl who read my chart, the first girl who read my chart. She was like, yeah, you should really keep your spiritual practices behind the scenes, keep them private just for you. And I was like, oh my gosh. She said, because they really won't be met well. And I was like, oh, what? And so it's interesting now knowing that because I don't really share a lot of that stuff anymore. And I also, again, have that in my fourth house of home in Capricorn. And I don't really share a lot of my kind of private life. I have a stellium there. I have a lot of things there. So I don't really share a lot of my private life, a lot of the things that are in my fourth house stellium. I also have Scorpio in my second house of finances and resources. And Scorpio is a very secretive energy to begin with. So you don't really see me out here marketing, I can help you make 10K months, because I'm not actually here to talk about money all the time or even talk about the money I make. Like, you're not ever going to see me out here marketing like, hey, I made six figures in my business. Here, let me show you how to make six figures in your business. You're never going to hear me out here marketing like, hey, I just made a $50,000 month. I can show you how to do that, because it's not really in my energy to do it. It's so fascinating. I freaking love astrology. But all of that to say, I don't even know where I was going. I went on a tangent. What do you want associated with you and your brand? What energy do you want? And if you do think about other people, right? Again, we'll go back to the examples of kind of public people, say Gary Vee. I'm trying to think of, I think Mahdi Woodard. I don't know if you guys follow him on Instagram. He is a very, gosh, he's, I guess, I don't know the male equivalent word of it is, but sassy. He's like very sassy in his content. When I think of Mahdi Woodard, I think I'm probably not even pronouncing his name correctly, but I think of very, very playful, but in a sarcastic way. He's very sarcastic. He's very sassy, but he's also really good at marketing. And the energy that I get is like a swift kick in the pants. Like when I go to his content, I'm thinking, oh, the energy that gets associated with him is a swift kick in the pants. And this is the thing, guys. That's what, if I said right now, let's say your name is Susan and you're Susan. If I went up to a random stranger and I said, hey, do you know Susan? What would you say about her and her brand? If they can't come up with accurate words that you resonate with, then your energy is probably off, right? Your energy is probably off. And again, this is something that you have to intentionally, now my cat's up here and it's going to be meowing his face off. Gussie, excuse my cat, if you guys can hear him. But what are you going to intentionally put off, right? This is your intentional energy that you want to put off. What is that intentional energy that you want to put off? Because what you put out is what you will attract, correct? Like law of attraction. So you can be intentional about it. For me, again, you can also look at astrology for this. I have my MC in Cancer. And this is a really great example for you to know, because Cancer is your reputation. It's your outward appearance, how people view you from afar and view you online. I have Cancer energy. Cancer, for me, Cancer is the crab, right? It's the nurturer. It's the motherly type figure. And I am very nurturing. I am very motherly, but it's not like the sweet kind of Pinterest mom. It's more of the, like, I'm going to have your back and I'm going to push you a little bit, mom. And Cancer is a very watery energy as well. It's very flowy, right? So you see me that I can get really deep into things and I just flow and I just naturally flow. I talk into things. I also have an open throat in human design or undefined throat in human design. So I tend to speak off of the cuff. If I have notes in front of me, or if I have a word, like a word for word script in front of me, it's not going to work well. It's not going to work well. I'm used to going off on tangents. I'm also a generator in human design. And so I'm here to respond. I'm also an emotional generator in human design. So that means I am here to ride the emotional wave. So I can see a piece of content and I can get fired up about it, but then I wait to respond to it. Like, I'll respond, but then I wait till my emotions have settled and then clarity comes to me and then I'll speak on it or then I'll talk about it. So even knowing this, I'm also a Libra rising. Libra is all about harmony. Libra is all about justice. It's all about duality. It's all about holding two concepts at the same time, right? They represent the scales. Libra represents the scales. And Libra is also the energy that, again, it's my ascendant. It's my rising sign, which means I see myself as a Libra, right? I see myself as a Libra. And I do. I am the person who tends to be in, I don't really care for Enneagram, but in Enneagram, I'm an 8-wing-9. So I am the challenger and also the peacemaker, right? Two very different things. But I do that. I challenge to be able to bring peace, to be able to shift your concepts, to shift your perspective, to give you a completely different angle. And I see things from all angles. I'm not very strong in my opinions. I also have open head, open asha in human design. I'm not very strong in my opinions, right? Because I understand that there's fluidity, right? Again, that MC Cancer. But what I want to intentionally bring into my brand is that aspect of duality and holding two different concepts. If I would hope to say, if someone asks you, what do you think about Ashley? You would say, she always is challenging me to think differently. She's always giving me a different perspective, right? That is the duality. That is the holding two concepts at the same time. That is shifting your perspective. You also, I'd love for you to also maybe say that I am someone who really cares for you and I do challenge you to be better. I also have in human design the right angle cross of tension. I create a little bit of that tension. I am that mom that is going to like gentle parent you in a way. That sounds weird, but I'm not really like rude. I'm more of a, how can we challenge this and move forward? And I also intentionally want to put out the energy of fun and creativity. And that is my Aquarius moon. I'm a little bit of a weirdo. I talk about weird things. I literally have a podcast called the No Farting Around Show. So I talk about things from a different perspective and a different angle. And I love to have fun. I love to have fun with it. So that is the intentional energy that I would want to put out. So if you saw me out here posting a post being like, oh, you are enough and you will always be enough, it's not going to resonate. It's not going to be relatable to you through me. Does that make sense? People aren't going to resonate that with me because it's not really my energy. It's too fluffy, inspirational for me. I don't do that. I go into more details, right? So to finalize this and the next episode, I'll talk about the next A. What is it that you want associated with your brand, with your content, with you as a person? I'll put it this way, if you were in the grocery store and you overheard two people in the aisle next to you and they were describing you, one said to the other, oh my gosh, do you know Susan? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so blank, 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 blank. What do you think they would say? And again, even if you're not a personal brand and you're a business and they say, hey, do you know the business blank? Yeah. What would they say about you? That business is so blank. What would they say? And that's a good indicator of how you want to be associated and what you want associated with your brand. And again, you can also even do not just energy and emotions, but also other aspects, right? I think of Marie Forleo. I haven't followed her in years, but I do remember she was obsessed with Smurfs. And I do remember that being something that she talked about and put in her branding and everything all the time too was Smurfs. And a long time ago, I'm pretty sure this is not accurate anymore because I'm pretty sure she's gluten-free now, but, or she doesn't really talk about it anymore. But Jenna Kutcher used to talk about macaroni and cheese and people used to actually send her macaroni and cheese. So even those things too, what are the small, like random quirky things that you can add into your brand? Mine is farts. Do you know how many times people literally send me fart jokes? And again, it's fun. It's funny. It's whatever. But I can't tell you how many times people send me fart jokes. And a long time ago, when I first started my brand, I would microwave my coffee all the time. I talked about twice microwaved coffee. And I would have so many people send me videos of them microwaving their coffee or like pictures of them like with their microwaved coffee. And that was something that I was known for a while, like when I was blogging. So even that, even some other things outside of you that you can incorporate into your brand, into your message to be associated with who you are and what you do. So that is it. I will be here next week to talk about the next A, which is approach. And then we'll continue on to angles. We'll continue on to ahas. And then we'll come to awareness, which is like my absolute favorite one. So I hope you found this helpful. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. If not, I hope you have the most amazing day and we'll see you next week on the No Farting Around Show. Bye. Thanks for listening to the No Farting Around Show. It's been an absolute blast making a big stink with you. If you find yourself gasping for more, then come join me over on my socials. Links are below. If you enjoyed this episode, don't fart and dart. Please leave a review. It would be greatly appreciated. Cheers to breaking wind, I mean barriers, and I'll see you in the next episode.